Good morning, everyone, and a happy Memorial Day to all of you. Thank you for joining with us again this week. In addition to the images of parades and patriotism that fill Memorial Day weekend, this weekend always brings to my mind the powerful image of Normandy Beach. Perhaps you've been there. You most certainly have seen pictures. The rows of crosses and stars of David, the markers and the remains of the men and women that died on that beach. It's really quite a place. And as we know, there are many such beaches, many such places and graves throughout the world of those who died in battle, in service to their nations. And this weekend, we remember our own, the American servicemen and women who have died in battle. Until tomorrow, we find ourselves here today, once again on a Sunday morning, sitting before video screens, computer screens, or telephones, participating, or at least trying to participate, in Sunday Mass. Not terribly exciting. But it is important, as we begin this new week, to call to mind what it is that we do in this Mass, and what it is that we do look at, and who it is that is before us. And my friends, it's nothing less than the person of Jesus Christ. And this Mass is nothing less than the celebration of his life and his love, of his death for you and me, and the battle that he fought and won for us. That victory that extends itself in all of space and time through the Mass. And that's what we celebrate. For the third Sunday in a row, the Church has placed before us, in the context of Sunday Mass, a scene from the Last Supper. Unlike the past 2 weeks, though, this scene is a little bit different. It's still the Last Supper, but we hear Jesus, and he's speaking not to his disciples, not to his apostles, but to his Father. And he speaks to his Father about us. And it is so very beautiful, so amazing. It's quite a prayer. And he must have prayed this prayer out loud. How else would John the Evangelist have heard it? Or how did he know of it? And in the context of that last night of his life, to hear this prayer of Jesus, to hear Jesus' prayer to his Father for us, it's quite beautiful. This is a prayer of glory and mission. It's a prayer of revelation and authority. It's a prayer of a faithful Son to the faithful Father. We hear that a work has been done, an hour has come, and now he's ready to return. He's ready to go back from where he came, back to the Father. This is just the beginning of what is Jesus' long priestly prayer. It's in John 17. And although on the verge of his greatest battle, Jesus speaks with such freedom and victory and peace. And while he does not yet say mission accomplished, he most certainly speaks about a mission. He most certainly speaks about his mercy. He speaks about you and me to his Father. In listening to this prayer and thinking about the context of it, I'm reminded really of Eisenhower's words to the troops before D-Day, before the Normandy Beach invasion. It's That's a powerful speech. You can YouTube it. And so too is this prayer of our Lord Jesus. And if nothing else, it may invoke from us or evoke from us a question. What about us? What is it about us that Jesus Christ is praying about? What is it about us that Jesus is interceding to the Father for? And at this point of the liturgical year, having come to the end of the Easter season, having celebrated the beginning of Jesus' life, followed him through his preaching, his public ministry, having seen his passion and death and his 40 days of Easter, we find ourselves now at the brink of the birthday of the church. And having seen it all, what does it mean for us? Well, quite frankly, it means this, that we are the people that Jesus Christ came, lived, and died for. We are a people that his Holy Spirit forms and establishes. He did not die for pixelated images on a screen. He did not die to form a social network or social club. But he died so as to form a people into his very own life and body. And that life and body is the church, the vehicle to eternal life. And each and every one of us are an essential part. Created and willed by God, we have been loved by him, even to death. And now we are kept by him in his church through the Holy Spirit. We've been entrusted with a mission to love, a serious duty, and an awesome adventure. A mission of mercy and good news. And as we find ourselves in this late Easter season, it is now the time to accept and to serve it, to live it and to keep it through his loving kindness, through dedication to his word. My friends, that mission of Jesus is going to be advanced in a particular way today, as Terry Brennan, one of our parishioners, will be confirmed and receive this sacrament. His life in Christ began at his baptism back in April in 1970. It's continued. And today, in receiving the sacrament of the Holy Spirit, confirmation, it will be advanced further. As we witness this happy day for him and for our parish, let us embrace our own baptism, our own confirmation, our own faith yet again. Let us be embraced by the person of Jesus who lives among us and whose Holy Spirit makes us his church. 1 week before Pentecost and the birth of the church, let us allow the life of the Spirit to be born again in us. God be with you today.